Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. This video is called When Did Satan Fall to Earth? Or really, to keep it more biblically correct, it should be called When Was Satan Cast Out of Heaven? Because it's very clear in the Bible that Satan, he loses a war in heaven, he gets his ass whooped, right? And he's flung out of heaven down to earth. So the question is, when is this supposed to happen in the biblical timeline? As it states in Revelation 12, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Jesus, of course, referenced the fall of Satan in Luke 10, when he said, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, equating that Satan falling from heaven as being like lightning, electricity, as I've talked about before. And this was also said in that Luke passage as a reference to how the believers of Jesus had power over demons to show they had authority over them. Now, there are some that claim that Satan was cast out of heaven and down to earth right at the beginning of time, so that he was in the Garden of Eden, right? Right at the beginning. There are others that claim it was later on. Some claim it hasn't even happened yet. So I'm going to talk about this and look to see what, if anything, if there are any events in history that could be this event of Satan falling from earth. And, you know, look, I'm not making any grand claims here. I'm just looking into a few things. This is me looking at the stuff and sharing it with you. And you let me know what you think. So anyway, as stated, there are those who claim Satan was cast out of heaven, down to earth, right at the beginning of time, as he was in the Garden of Eden, tempting Eve to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, first of all, when you think of Satan being cast out of heaven after a war, I tend to think that it is for good that he is cast out of heaven and not allowed back in. As it's clear from the book of Job that Satan was in heaven talking with the Lord, as can be seen in Job 1:7. As it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. So we have Satan talking with God in heaven and stating he has been on the earth and walking around. The book of Job, of course, is about Satan and God testing Job. Satan thinks he can do things to him that will make him lose faith and curse God's name. God allows Satan to do these things to test him. So it's clear at this point, Satan hasn't been cast out for good. At this point, you could say Satan has like a passport that allows him to go to heaven, but also to roam around on earth. He can come and go from heaven to earth. So to me, this casting out of Satan sounds like, you know, he has been completely rejected, right? And had his passport revoked. To me, that's how it sounds. And this verse also sheds light onto this. Revelation 12 talks about, of course, how Satan was cast out. Then it says, Revelation 12:12 states, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he have but a short time. Note, it says a short time. Now, if Satan was cast down at the beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, etc., he would have been cast down and been here all of the time, from the beginning of time. So why would it say that once Satan is cast down to earth, why does it say he then has but only a short time to cause chaos? To me, that suggests, yes, Satan was in the Garden of Eden, but he'd been going to and fro between heaven and earth. And then at a later time, there was a war in heaven and Satan was cast out of heaven as stated. He had his access to heaven, his heaven passport revoked, not allowed back into heaven again. And once cast down, he then only has a short time until the end of time to cause chaos, which suggests to me that the time of Satan being cast out of heaven would be much closer to the end of time, as he only has a short time, if you know what I mean, once he's cast down. And he is cast down, of course, like lightning. So if there is a possibility that this casting down of Satan, like lightning, has happened in recent times, as he only has a short time, are there any recent events in history that could have been him falling to earth? Well, there is one event of interest to me in recent history that might suggest something like this happening, and that event would be the Tunguska event, which took place in Siberia, 1908. An event that was an explosion a thousand times more powerful than the atomic bomb dropped in Hiroshima. An event that I believe is not as well known as it should be. An event that is stated here is stated as being the largest impact event on Earth in recorded history. It's funny because it's classified as an impact event, yet there's no crater made from the impact. They claim it's an asteroid or a meteor, yet there's no crater. It doesn't make no sense. Check out this clip.
This Russian was, in his youth, one of the first men to gaze on the scene of perhaps the most awesome destruction ever wrought on the face of the earth. And he's lived with the riddles he found there ever since. 50 years ago, he set out by horse and sledge across the frozen wastes of Siberia to investigate the great cataclysm of Tunguska. For on the morning of June the 30th, 1908, something came hurtling out of the sky, an enormous ball of fire, which exploded above the Siberian forest with a sound that was heard 1,000 miles away, and a blast that laid waste the trees over an area the size of London and New York put together. For weeks afterwards, the nights in Europe were almost as bright as day. These pictures were taken after midnight. A lifetime later, the theories still abound about what it was that came out of the sky that June day. Was it a colossal meteorite? A black hole from interstellar space? An atomic bomb, long before such bombs were invented? Could it even have been a spaceship? From its southern bank, they could see that the tops of all the trees had been sheared off. They crossed the river and climbed through the battered forest to be confronted at the top of a ridge by a chilling sight. As far as the eye could see, the trees lay like an annihilated regiment in serried rows, victims of some unimaginable slaughter.
The taiga, the mighty Siberian taiga, had everywhere been thick and without any clearings or glades. But here we suddenly saw this place where the forest had been flattened for many kilometers. The young trees that had grown after the event were still not very tall, and therefore they were covered by the snow.
So here we have an event in 1908 described as the biggest natural explosion known to man, or as already stated, an event that is the largest impact event on Earth in recorded history. This natural explosion from the sky, it flattened 80 million trees. It killed thousands of reindeer. This entire massive snowy area, which is near the North Pole, was largely unpopulated with people, mostly reindeer. So relatively few people were killed, it was reported. And yet, there was no impact, there was no crater left behind. Some claim it was an asteroid and that this asteroid magically exploded just before it hit the ground. Yeah, I don't know about that. That's one excuse for no crater. They have loads of theories, but the truth is they don't know, or they're not letting on what it was. So no crater. And there is also a pattern of certain stories, many of what I believe are from fake truther channels, who will talk about this and say it was a Nicholas Tesla death ray experiment, or it was a UFO or some other gobbledygook. Or on shows like Joe Rogan, they will say the asteroid blew just before it hit the ground. When you see enough of these and the type of accounts that talk about this, it sounds like they will say anything as long as they don't look into a biblical theory. Or they don't want to talk about the Bible now. As I've said before, these charlatans' job is to collectively steer people in the wrong direction to put out phony theories to those who ask questions. Their job is to take an audience who are intuitive, who sense something is wrong, who are asking questions, and confuse them and steer their attention away from anything related to scripture, as they are part of the beast system and want to lead the masses away from salvation. Now, if this is so, if Satan was cast out of heaven in 1908 in this event, it would tie in with how the world has changed since that time. There were, as well, eyewitnesses at the time. Now, you can look into this more in your own time, but there was a number of eyewitness reports going back to 1908, some published a little later, saying things like how a split appeared in the sky and fire rained down, how they could hear four huge thunder strikes, lightning. This one eyewitness says from the Cibeur newspaper in 1908, they said, us the peasants saw to the northwest, rather high above the horizon, some strangely bright, impossible to look at, bluish white heavenly body, which for 10 minutes moved downwards. The body appeared as a pipe, a cylinder. The sky was cloudless, only a small dark cloud was observed in the general direction of the bright body. At the same time, the cloud began emitting flames of uncertain shapes. All villagers were stricken with panic and took to the streets. Women cried, thinking it was the end of the world. So, you've got many of these reports talking of seeing, hearing huge lightning, a massive explosion, a feeling of intense heat, even though they were 65 kilometers away. And talk of a very bright object falling. Now, what I find interesting also is the time of this event, 1908. This was, 120-ish years ago? So if this was Satan cast out of heaven, if this event was about that, and he only has but a short time, as stated in Revelation, that would be the next 100 or so years leading up to now. Could that not be the short time, as stated in Revelation, as this last 100 or so years have been unlike any other time in history? Put it this way, right? If Satan's job is to bring chaos and mislead the world into sin, and he's only got but a short time, then this can be clearly seen to be on the increase since 1908. Those 100 or so years are the most murderous in recorded history. It states here the total number of deaths caused by or associated with its wars in the last 100 years has been estimated at 187 million, the equivalent of more than 10% of the world's population in 1913. 6 years after 1908, you had the First World War. Then after that, of course, there was a Second World War. You've got to put this into context with the biblical timeline. The biblical timeline states it's roughly now 6,000 years since creation. So 6,000 years have gone by, yet it's only in the last 100 or so years you have had two world wars. Yeah, you had wars before that, but not world wars. And also the world has changed beyond recognition due to advancements in technology. Technology fueled by electricity, right? Satan fell like lightning. Lightning hits the earth. Let me put it this way. There could never have been a First World War or a Second World War until recent times, and that would be purely because of electricity. Electricity made it possible for communication and interconnectivity between continents, which made it possible for widespread international world wars. As it says here, by the time 1914, World War I began, electricity was now in use in major cities worldwide. The electric telegraph, the telephone, the wireless radio, and the light bulb would completely change how the world would conduct warfare. At the outbreak of World War I, each side had many different communication options. And all of those options were made available because of electricity. And all of this was fueled by technology, electricity. Lightning is a giant spark of electricity. So yes, I know electricity was around before 1908. The first power station was 1882. But electricity had not made any real impact on the world as of yet. Then, to put things into perspective, at the time of 1908, electricity was not in much use at all for the wider public. It states here, in 1910, 98% of homes in the USA did not yet have electricity. 98% of homes didn't have any electricity whatsoever. So electricity was virtually non-existent. Compare that to today. People panic if their electricity is cut off. People freak out if there is a power cut. They flip. You know, oh, is my phone charged? Quick, grab the candles. When the power goes out and people can't get online, they flip out, right? You can see how electricity has completely changed the world in a mere 120, 130 years. And more importantly, how the masses are completely dependent upon it. All of this in the space of 130 or so years, in a 6,000 year biblical timeline. It's not that long in the grand scheme of things. Okay, so remember, back in 1908, 98% of homes had no electricity and had never had it before, yeah? Look, when people talk about the end times or eschatology, many only talk about it in the now, the present, or believe it's something that's in the future. They don't think of it in a 6,000 year timeline or think that maybe tribulation could well be possibly the last 100 or so years. And once again, this is why the false teachings of a 7-year pre-trib rapture exist, and the Hollywood Antichrist individual being a Trump or the Pope is pushed around, as opposed, you know, to talking about the actual Antichrist spirit and many Antichrists. This is pushed around by many a charlatan because it makes people believe it's in the future, or it's over there, or it's that person. Yeah, rather than looking at themselves or looking at it, the bigger picture or the bigger time frame, is to send those who have faith in the wrong direction. Right? If you go back, you can watch my video on electricity and demonic sigils found in the electric circuits. It's another something extra to check out if you want to at the website hugotalks.com. Look, put it this way. You can find people online asking questions like, why did technology advance so much more in the last 150 years than in the whole of human history before it? And very rarely will you get an answer like, well, is it possibly because we are in the end times and technology powered by electricity is being utilized by Satan to control the largest amount of people imaginable right across the world, utilizing technology fueled by electricity to mislead the masses, to blind them from the truth, and ultimately Satan's primary agenda to keep the masses away from salvation. And all of this is ramping up, speeding up, increasing, and developing incredibly fast because, as it says in scripture, Satan has but only a short time. And of course, when it states Satan has only but a short time, it's directly stated after we are told Satan was cast out of heaven. And remember, as Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. And I wonder, was that fall the Tunguska event in Siberia in 1908? I'm not saying it is, but I find it an interesting proposition. What do you think? And as I've said before, We are quite possibly in the stage of World War III, but it's not like those wars before. This is a spiritual war. It's a war for your individual soul. And much of that war is keeping the masses ignorant and distracted from the truth. I mean, get on the bus and look around you at the amount of people being programmed by their own smart devices, Satan's devices, that they bought themselves, devices that are created to track and monitor and spy on you, devices that they have agreed and given consent to have and to have this done to them. Social media also is also a spiritual war that the majority of the world does not realize it is engaged with. And that's the way Satan and his legions want it. They want the masses to engage with social media with their spiritual guards down. And as I've stated before, it's about corrupting and defiling people. Its aim is to corrupt the individual and elicit and provoke sinful responses and effectively turn them into, godless souls who don't know and wouldn't want the Holy Spirit dwelling in them. You know, this is nothing new. I mean, it's been ongoing from the beginning of time, but I believe it has increased massively since electricity started coming into everyone's home. It's been happening since TVs appeared in their living rooms, and that escalation increased with the internet and so on. Look, just to be clear, right? I mean, I've used technology a lot. I've used the internet a lot. I still do. Although I use it less and less as time goes on. I mean, I'm continually scaling it back nowadays. Look, I'm not claiming to be any different to any of you. I've enjoyed using these things. But then that's the whole point, isn't it? These things don't catch on if they're not fun or incredibly useful or save you time or convenient. The idea is that they condition the masses so this technology becomes indispensable to you so that it can then be used against you to exploit you. If you're aware of this, you can shield yourself from its influence and hopefully you can see through this nonsense. As it states in Corinthians, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So let us know what you think. Have you heard of the Tunguska event? I mean, I'm curious. As many I've talked to about it, many didn't know about it. Some did, but many didn't. And ultimately, it's the Spirit of God which can overcome all obstacles. But of course, you need to be open to it. You need to be aware of it. You need to go looking for it to find it. You know, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. I'll finish up with this one. Ephesians 1:13-14. In whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your prayers. And many thanks for your support. And I'll see you later.
Take care not to be deceived. on the stage, they're all working for the Beast Machine. Corrupt, you're manned in every way. A false prophet brought fire down from the sky this way.
Fear not, for you can believe.